Brunch met Annelie Bouwer op Groot FM 90.5.
So as jy dit verlede week gemis het, hoe dit werk is weekliks, maak ek 'n fake oproep, 'n prank call. Op hierdie stadium het ek mense gebel wat ek ken. En baie mense wat gedink het, ek gaan nie mense wat ek ken kan uitvang nie, want my stem is redelik prominent en mense kan redelik hoor as ek. Maar ek dink as mense onkant vang en as jy met hulle Engels praat en hulle verwag dit nie, sal hulle nooit dink dis jy nie en dit het gewerk. Hierdie week het ek besluit om vir ons liefste Doopie, hy is die nuwe aanbieder op die groot trek in die middag tussen 3 en 6, net so 'n bietjie in te lyf hier by Groot FM, net vir hom 'n bietjie welkom te sê. Hy is 'n fotograaf ook. So rukkie terug was hy by 'n troue in Zanzibar om spesifiek te gaan foto's neem van die troue. En ons het daarvan geweet en toe besluit ek toe hy nou terugkom, weet jy wat, kom ons kyk of ons hom kan uitvang. Wil jy hoor wat het gebeur? Alles wat volg is nie waar nie. Ek het alles opgemaak. Hy het nie geweet as ek nie. Dit gaan in Engels wees, want ek was bang hy gaan my stem erken as ek Afrikaans praat. Ach, weet jy wat, hier is jou Vrydag lag. Wie praat nou Doopie? Se fop oproep of dan nou prank call.
Hello.
Good day. Is this Mr. Jacques Duplessis speaking?
Duplessis?
Who is speaking now?
Jacques speaking.
I am phoning about a complaint we received about an unpaid permit, a photography permit in Zanzibar.
Yes.
Were you there in the last couple of weeks?
I was.
Did you take pictures, sir? Because there's a section 14A-3C that is a photography permit that you had to pay before you were allowed to take pictures in Zanzibar.
I was there for a wedding.
Did you take pictures at this wedding?
We did take a few photos, yes.
Because we got a complaint and they said that there was pictures taken without this permit being paid. It's $1,500.
$1,500 US?
Yes.
Okay.
And
your name again?
My name is Sandra Andrews. I'm from SARS.
Sandra Andrews?
Yes.
Okay. Was that permit supposed to be done here or done there?
So what it works is you are supposed to get the permit from Zanzibar and then you're supposed to pay SARS a VAT on the price on that $1,500. It's an extra $550.
That's strange because I didn't know about any of this.
But, sir, are you a photographer?
Yes.
How are you a photographer and you don't know about these laws?
Well, I didn't know about the permit for Zanzibar.
Because now that what happens now is there's going to the complaint that was received. I told you about the complaint. There's going to be a whole section. We're going to go with the SAPS and they're going to come to your home. And now what we're going to do is we're going to have to go through all the photos you took. And we're going to have to fine you on each of them.
But I don't understand how you guys got to me, why I'm being investigated.
Sir, I told you we received a complaint.
About me specifically?
About you specifically. They told us that you were in Zanzibar, that you are a photographer, that you took pictures without a permit. It's section 14A-3C I was telling you about.
Yeah. Can you maybe send me that information as well so I have it?
Okay. Sir, this is very, very important. We have to sort this out as quickly as possible. When can you come in with your lawyer for a meeting with us?
I guess this week is kind of out of the question, but it'll have to be early next week.
Okay, and I'm going to have to ask you, you are not allowed to travel at this stage. Because you are under investigation, you are not allowed to leave Gauteng.
Not allowed to leave Gauteng?
Yes. Okay, so, but we can try and sort this out, you and me.
Well, we have to, please, because, this is an issue that I did not know of.
Well, we will have to see about that, sir, because obviously that's what everybody says.
No, I understand, but there's all of these complications that I wasn't aware of, and now I'm being told that my computer is going to be confiscated and all of these things.
Well, sir, you know that if you don't pay tax and permit fees to SARS, you cannot take on the government and think you're going to get away with it.
No, I'm not taking on the government, Sandra. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, in terms of work and that kind of thing, I've been paying my taxes.
But are you telling me that you cannot come in this week on a account this serious?
Well,
Are you planning to run away, sir?
Planning to run away? Sandra, where would I run away from the government with a possible jail sentence?
Well, sir, you thought you got away without paying a permit and taxes at this stage, so anything is possible.
Anything is possible? Sandra, is this a joke? Are you being serious?
Do be this Annelie.
God, joke.
Annelie Bouwer, weeksoggende tussen 9 en 12 op Groot FM 90.5.